make a dua like this. But I was standing there making a dua, oh Allah, please have this happen. And alhamdulillah, his son finally, kidney started kicking back in. But this is a beautiful function, subhanAllah, Allah has put us in this, that do we yatafakkaruna fi anfusihim? Do we look and ponder on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's right below us? Sometimes we're too busy with our emails and our text messages and everything else the world gives us to have a little state of mindfulness, to step back and say, Ya Rabb, look what you all created of me. I don't want to be overly ungrateful. I want to be thankful for you, what you have created inside of me. And like I mentioned, we could go on of different aspects, if you will, of the body. But I'll leave you with this, inshallah ta'ala, to ponder on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Mulk, where he talks about something very interesting, something that changed me in the way that I think of my whole body parts now. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ وَجَعَلَكُمُ السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَبَصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He's the one that brought you up. You guys remember when you were a little baby? Your bones were this big, and now look how big they are now, subhanallah. They just stretched out. How did that happen? No idea. When you're in the womb, and you were a cell, and all of a sudden now you have arms and a function, a heart and a little liver. How does that process happen? Ya Rabb, the Khaliq. Allah says He's the one that brought you up and created for you hearing, sight, and a heart. Little do people give thanks, subhanAllah. Once again, I'll pose the question. How much time do we raise our hand up to Ya Rabb, thank you for my hearing, for my seeing, and for my heart. Forget about the house and the bank account. But Allah, thank you for these things, right? That we sometimes we take advantage of. Of all things Allah could have put in the ayah, He puts things that people what take for granted from, if you will. How great is my hearing? These right here, better than an 8K, 4K TV, right? Or how many megapixels your camera could be. And a heart, don't even get me started on how the heart works and how do we even understand how that works and how does it beat? What's beyond my comprehension? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, little do people give thanks. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are grateful to the Khaliq, the one that created this beautiful body of ours, that we are thankful for Him and recognize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَقُلِي كَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I'll leave you inshallah ta'ala on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned a hadith in Ibn Hibban that he was with Aisha radiallahu anha one night, and this is after a time that after he passed away, there were some sahaba. Let me retract. There was some sahaba that came to Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they went to her and they said, "Can you tell us what is the most beautiful aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you saw in your life? Tell me the beautiful most aspect that you've seen him in." So she starts to narrate this story. She said, "It was one night that he was with me. And he got up and made wudu. He wanted to pray qiyam. He wanted to pray at nighttime. So I said, I let him. I said, go ahead and pray. And he got up and he started to pray. He made wudu and started to pray. Aisha radiallahu anha says that while he was standing to pray, he started to cry and started to weep. And it got so to extent and so extreme that she says that his beard, which was known to be pretty large, was soaking with water. That's not just a little bit of tears. That's not just a little bit of crying. That is a downpour of tears coming down. What would make the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cry that much, if you will? But she goes on, and she states that not just that his beard was soaking, But the ground below him started to have a puddle of water. That it started to get that, starting in that wet. And he was crying, and he was crying over the what was either being recited by him or what was being revealed to him. And it's mentioned that Fajr time was starting. So Bilal radiyallahu anhu, he comes, and he wanted to check with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, to give the adhan for Fajr or wait, and wanted to check on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he comes in and he sees the Prophet sitting down in tears and his beard wet, and he wants to know, like, what's going on? What just happened? What did you experience? And he says, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? Why are you standing? Why are you putting yourself pretty much through this all through the night? When your sins has already been taken away from whatever happens in the future and whatever happened in the past. There's no need for you to put yourself through this. And then he tells Bilal radiyallahu anhu, Alam akun abdan shakura. Should I not be a thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He given me? Just because my sins might be taken away and this and that, etc. But shouldn't I be a thankful servant? And then he goes on further. He says, tonight a verse has been revealed down to me. Oh, here's the reason. Tonight a verse has been revealed down to me. And woe to the person who reads this ayah, this verse, and does not reflect on its meaning. Subhanallah. The meaning of this verse shook the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so much to cause that much water to fill up on his beard on the ground. Had to be that impactful, if you will. And then he recites the verse from Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 in the Quran, verse 190, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed in the creation of the skies, the planets, the sun, the moon, the stars, nubila, all those things that are out there, and the creation of the earth, the mountains, the rivers, the trees, the birds, the animals, we don't even know the names of certain of these things. And the difference of the day and the night. The sun comes up and then the moon comes up, turns on dark. If you're ever outside during Maghrib time, it's a phenomenon. You should be praying Maghrib, of course. But if you're ever outside during that sunset time, it's amazing. It's like someone took a dimmer and started dimming the light down on you, subhanAllah. Not in your house, but in the world. It's an amazing phenomenon to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in these signs are things for people to understand and reflect on. And reflect on what? The orbit of the sun, orbit of the moon? Yeah, okay. Reflect on how great did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this system of ours. See, some people might not get that. They're like, that's kind of weird. You know, looking at the sun and the moon and I don't know, that's kind of like spooky. No. The world we live in is spooky. That's the problem. Right? But Allah created all these things. It's like, as I tell people, there's no way you could read the Quran without one or two pages and not come into one of the signs of Allah talking about the earth and what He created from the sun, the moon, rivers, etc. But this made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cry so much that look what all that Allah created. Forget about what's going to happen in Jannah, subhanallah. That's a whole nother surprise. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all in front of us here, that it is great signs for us, my dear brothers and sisters, to take a time back, put the phone down, sit in your backyard, look at that tree, look at that tomato plant growing, how it didn't have tomatoes a couple weeks ago. Look at the sky, how it changes and starts getting darker. Forget about praying inside your house. Go in the front yard, put it in the lawn, pray outside, look and see the nature outside, mashallah. See those great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at your own selves and how your body is functioning. And recognize the greatness of who? The creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And what He has created. This is an ibadah that Allah calls us to. In many pages and many places in the Quran. That inshallah ta'ala we have to take a little step back from all the busyness of our life. And inshallah to recognize how great our creator is, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who ponder and contemplate on His creation, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recognize Your greatness, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. We ask You, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us those that worship You as You ought to be worshipped, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا غفور يا رحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين. We have some dua requests. Brother Sarwar Ejahan in Bangladesh passed away. Sister Rabia Khatun in Bangladesh is sick. And we have dua maghfirah for Brother Lahoria Sabi, Sister Samina Khatib Hintan, and Brother Mujahid Bari. We ask Allah subhanahu to give him shifa and forgive all those who have passed away in the ummah. Aqimu salah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamati salat, qad qamati salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Make your line straight, close up any gaps. Pray as if it was your last prayer. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jaddika wa la ilaha illa anta. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.